So I nearly smashed the cunt in the petrol station.
You're a violent man.
Again?
No.
Fighting out of the G4 Studios, Scotland, Paul Bearjew Craig, Chris, the bad guy, Vanguard, Ross Cooper. Presenting from the street or in the shade, it's time for Leather Podcast.
Nice little received.
Why don't you shit yourself?
Maybe.
No, no,
that's
yet.
Disgusting.
Oh, that's getting over this way now. So, let's take skin on the teeth there.
Are we, I'm all good. I'm all good with volume.
Aye, I'm all right.
Oh, everybody else's levels are right.
It's not me. Mm-hmm.
If that was me, I would claim that.
I sleep worse than the smelling salts.
And boom, we're on.
Aye, so what's happening?
Not a lot. Too much. You went to see Retro Video Club?
No, I didn't. That was an old.
Oh, was it?
Aye, it was like a year ago.
Was that you posted it, like, or Liam?
It was me.
Aye. I've got a wee buzz, a wee bit.
Good couple of heavy boys, aren't we?
Liam's all right. Aye, they're all right. I went to ice hockey, mate. It was good. Clan got smoked.
Senior keeper.
Use it like the fucking Drake of ice hockey.
I know. Doing the way, please, if that's all right.
I went to the Bruins game and they watched it.
As soon as you went to the Clan, they've just started like fucking
went on a
throwing points.
Took the family, like, oh, this is going to be good. My kids loved it, to be fair. I know. A little bit of action as well. It was like 8-5.
I need to go.
I thought it was good.
The finish boat in the league, though. Aye. Didn't get the playoffs.
Aye. So that was, they were sad at the end, like, saw them putting out some fucking mad tweets as well, about being forced to play injured, and then other players.
Who's this players are?
Well, Dyson came on and saying nobody was forced to play injured. He's like, if anything, people were injured and should have played.
I think he was covering for somebody that did an interview.
It looked that way. I didn't even know the full ins and outs.
It's a rough sport. Of course you're going to have injuries.
Fuck, aye. Even I was sat down quite near the boards and it's much different. See, when you look down, you see them getting smacked into the boards and you think, that was probably quite hard. See, when you actually see a cunt hitting the fucking boards, you're like, aye. And he's just come pelting down an ice rink at whatever miles per hour into it. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I'm kind of sad that's it for them this season. So, got to wait a wee while to go. I need to find a summer sport now to start taking them to football.
Is she a hockey guy? Chris is fucking got everybody into hockey.
Aye. The league's just finishing, but the playoffs coming up, Stanley Cup.
Is the Bruins in it?
They're already there. Okay, they were beat last night 4-1, though.
We bet.
But they're already top, so they're already
in. Was that a Kooten buster for you?
I'd bet a first goal. I'd bet Pasternak to score first. And they didn't score first.
You got a first goal scorer on Sunday as well, eh? Sorry, that was a fucker.
Don't upset the Rangers fans here. Maeda, 15 seconds.
Don't upset. It was a draw, was it? No.
I bet. It's not a good result for Celtic.
Are they not closer to winning the league? Because they've got like two games in hand.
No. They've got one tonight, but Celtic's got a home game.
Right in saying that it's going to be
right to the wire? It's got in the wire, aye.
See, that's what you want for sports. I've been saying this.
No, it is.
Like,
for the game is fucking tense on Sunday, wasn't it?
Good.
Like, I was pacing up in room for about an hour, man.
How many games did you go to during the period when Rangers weren't in the same league as them and enjoy it and didn't leave at half time?
Aye, but you're still happy because you're winning trophies, but it's the excitement. I know what you mean.
But trophies with the a rival is.
Well, that's not. It's Celtic.
I know it's not in today's brain, but what
to
I mean
be a
is,
great champion is a great rival, I think.
Like, if you're just going in and just blam on folk in Spam, it doesn't really have the same effect as when you go in and blam on somebody who you know is good. That's worth more.
I know what you're trying to say.
Aye. John Jones, DC. Need the big rivalry, eh? It wouldn't have been the same.
Aye, it was some game, man, to be fair. Like, fucking. Probably the game of the season so far.
Mm. So. Any controversy? I just seen some guys tweeting about VAR.
No, this isn't my podcast. Leave that to the other gentleman, man.
Oh, I know.
But there were certain calls, but you've got to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a game tonight in like Dundee's pitches, fucking a riot then.
Cracking weather for it.
Keeps
too.
Keeps getting called off, so they're like doing another pitching inspection at 3, I think, or something.
Can you not just
so if it Rangers win tonight, they go back top basically with a couple of points. So it's got new after this game, like they get split, so all the top 6 teams play each other, so it's all the harder games basically. So one meal, it's Saturday. So you need to still beat your Achilles away, your Hearts and that. So these are all the hard games that Celtic are struggling with. Aye, Hearts have beat Celtic twice this season. So is Kelly, fuck, so...
And then I'll go and lose to Livingston.
Aye. So I'm mostly saying it's got to come down to the Celtic and Rangers game, because it's no, because I do think the other two will drop points somewhere as well. So it's tense, man.
That's what you want. You like it more, though, eh?
Aye, of course, man. But like watching it's horrible, man. Like,
see, watching Sunday, it when you're no... on the sauce, is it shit?
Aye, so I just watched it in my living room myself. I didn't have the way.
Because you know if you go anywhere, it's like...
I was supposed to go to the pub, but I was just like, you know what?
Fuck, this is not worth it. Especially when you're 10 days out.
10 days a day. So, the next one, however, Celtic Park, 60,000, I will be there and I will be drinking. But it could be like a couple of weeks away for that. Could split. You don't know the
fixtures. You don't know the fixtures.
But I'll go right to the wire. It'll be interesting.
Exciting time for Scottish football.
Needs to be, because the rest of the time it's fucking murder.
Nice bitch.
So I was going to go to the Livy Aberdeen game on Saturday just because I'd fuck all to do. And I was like, yeah.
I love it, like. Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like the SPL?
I don't watch any other football apart from you.
I love the Scottish League because it's your league. Yeah. And it's like, you get the odd funny shit like Neil Warnock being Aberdeen manager for a couple of weeks now. I mean, it's stuff like that. And
it's shite, but it's your shite.
But exactly.
It's like, shite being Scottish.
Watch the foreign cunts paid millions and just rolling about the ground and all this shit. There's more purity in Scottish football, I think.
One of the Livy players stays in my street, like he's my neighbour. I didn't even know he was my neighbour for, he's lived there ages. And then I went to one of the games and seen him. I was like, that cunt lives fucking 3 doors away from me. It's like, what's he doing? Random as fuck, yeah.
I remember as a wee guy, there used to be like an Airdrie player that stayed on like my paper run.
Aye.
And I thought that was cool.
Because they're just normal guys, eh? Aye. This is it. There's no... Some teams are making a lot of money, but most teams aren't, eh? Kind of just normal people.
As a kid, I still thought this guy was like, this guy's fucking big time.
Who was your favourite Hearts player growing up, Ross? Ross is a Hearts fan.
Probably Craig Gordon, eh?
Aye, Craig Gordon.
I saw him in the Bakers the other day.
Remember Big De Vries? Remember that guy? He was a good striker, wasn't he?
He was very
was
good.
Mark De Vries?
Mark De Vries, aye. He was very good.
Do you take me, man?
Colin Carman.
I've taken him to Livingston games and stuff, but he gets bored, eh? He's just a bit like, he's all right if he goes with his pals. So sometimes, like, him and his friends will go to a Livingston
game. Sorry about the noise, guys. Do the schools give them out tickets?
Aye.
That's pretty simple.
It is, but then, like we're saying about the hockey there, they're filling that ice rink and Livingston are getting, like, 2,000 people coming out to watch them. It's a shame, eh? Because...
So last week they gave Celtic the full 3 stands.
They're getting relegated, don't they? I think they're bottom. Who, Livy? I think so. I think they're doomed.
What's going off this shit?
I know. You want to talk about fighting? Is there big fights coming up?
His game, man.
He's right to talk about the fights of the weekend.
Just been or just coming?
Just been.
Just been.
Aye.
Brendan Allen, did you watch the fight? I only watched that one fight.
So it's the same.
What's your...
Because I bet on it.
What were we saying about this?
It was a good fight. I liked it.
I thought he won. I'm going to say it, I thought he won.
It seems to be quite a popular...
See, when you're controlling somebody's back, maybe you're not getting the choke. You're still controlling somebody. I don't care what anybody says. You're still controlling for about 2 or 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. He was landing nice strikes as well. What did Curtis Day more than Allen?
He was hitting heavy.
Aye, one or two.
And
good shot to the body, but he was getting took down. He was getting his back took all the time. And Alan was landing nice strikes as well.
Alan
like
was
nice
good,
elbows,
man.
Nice head kicks. And see if there was 10 seconds left in the fifth round, it would have been over.
Mm-hmm. So what's Strickland's tweet? Have you seen this? Saying he did one round of sparring and fucking Tingui was injured.
Curtis
was injured. He said the film crew came in, they did one round. He said, I couldn't have done any more rounds. And the pace I went at was very, very low. You just know how I spar. I had to fucking beat him up because he shouldn't have even been in there. Something like that.
I know, I thought you said it. he went light on him, so he made him look good for the cameras.
For the cameras, because Curtis was so badly injured. I don't know.
Was it the hamstring?
Maybe. It was a bit cryptic, eh?
And Curtis is always training, though. They're always in the gym.
I heard them saying that in the commentary.
We did 5 rounds.
They're always going.
He is tough, but I don't know. Alan's good, but I think Alan thinks he's better than what he actually is, though. He's calling for the title shot, he's doing that, and thinks he could have just breezed by Curtis, which
no, I think
the guy already did not do it.
He needs another big fight. Aye. He needs that Marvin fight, I think. I think it's a tough fight. I think he's a tough fight for MD.
Vittori.
Vittori, he's like a fucking Balrog for
he just keeps going, Hobbit. Eh?
He looked tired in the fifth, though. Alan looked fucked.
There was a lot of shots thrown. Aye. Like some really good head kicks landed for Alan.
25 minutes in a while, it's a fucking long time, man.
Mm-hmm. See, sometimes all these short notice fights for Curtis jumping in there, when there's no really any time to start thinking about things, and a guy just goes, "I fuck it, I'll go for it." They kind of do just jump in and go all in, eh? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get the result. Like we've seen it before.
All in, isn't
it? I think it's we can definitely do 3 rounds. Doesn't matter if you get offered a fight tomorrow, a big opportunity.
I could eat two.
We could easily do 3.
One and a half.
They fight five.
25 minutes. It sounds like forever. Eh? They fight. Aye. Sounds like fucking ages.
Aye.
Fighting a guy for half an hour.
You date in the gym all the time, you don't think. But aye. It's something that comes with the fight week, the weight cut, the nerves on the day. Aye. Fights are totally different, obviously.
It's hot, you're cut, something's maybe happened.
Sometimes the style of fight, sometimes mm-hmm. if you're in front of somebody, just doing a bit of trading and moving, you could do that all day. Mm-hmm. So when you implement the grappling, the cage work, the wall work, you're up, you're doing, you're like, fuck.
And grappling against the cage for me is the most taxing.
Aye.
Like, see, that's where I rest.
I feel the scrambles before that.
Aye.
When you're trying to switch each other's back, trying to get up and doing guillotines, then you're back to your feet. Mm-hmm. That's what taxes mean. It's the best, man. There was like my best pal, man.
I use it like this is like a breather. Right. I know that I can catch shit that's coming in. Mm-hmm. I can defend stuff relatively easy. But it's as you're saying, it's the wrestling exchanges where it's like bup, 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 and maybe he just hits one more mm-hmm. scramble more than you and you're like fucking missed it.
I always think as well, like if somebody's got me against the wall, when I get off here, we've got to get back to fucking trading again. Do you know what I mean? Whereas when you're holding somebody down or holding someone against the wall, you're always moving, you're always working, and they're obviously having to work harder because they're being fucking held down, or they should be. But when you're holding someone down, like that can take a lot out of you, but it's obviously far less taxing on the bottom. So I suppose aye. But that last fight there, I had started to feel it a wee bit in the quads towards the end of the second round. I'm like, my legs are getting a bit fucking heavy here. And it must just be with digging into your toes, pushing down right, just pushing the whole time. Because it's an unusual, when do you really do that? Like non-stop pressure through the legs. So.
And as you said, Chris, you do it for an hour in the gym.
So aye.
You do an hour
I've never noticed.
Aye. You can do an hour of wrestling and then do an hour mm-hmm. of kickboxing and it's aye, same.
I've never noticed that before.
You elevate it into the octagon and you've got a guy that's unknown in front of you and it just changes up the mm-hmm. dynamics. But I thought the fight itself was good.
It was a good fight.
What about these Apex cards? What are
we? A shite.
Just about life, let's say.
See the start.
Why the fuck, we're still here.
I've got to start fucking getting like friends and family. Tickets.
Have you seen this?
Like, but that should have been done for the start.
So I thought this was always a thing.
No. It's no. Have you not seen? So you're not allowed tickets for the Apex?
Aye, no. They've just got to start doing it.
Aye, but have you
for last week?
So we get an email for Hunter, and when Hunter drops you an email, like, aye. It's no good. Like something's happened where. He's had to step in and been like, no, this is fucking stopping. So what happens is you get 4 tickets, which happens at every UFC event for friends and family. But once you've done your fight, they escort your 4 friends out.
Fuck's sake.
Like, what the fuck? So what, they're just going to be like...
So you don't have a ticket then?
No.
You just can come and see
so
one.
You can come in and watch your mate fight. And then once it's done... They're escorting you out. Like, what's, so the place is going to be even emptier? Aye. Like, because that's 8 people that are getting fucking pulled out.
What for?
What's the reason? What's the secret sauce?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because
they make rituals and everybody's away.
I don't know if it's because people are maybe ripping the dick out of like the howler head and the buffet and all the shit. Is there no merchandise as well that you can swag you can take?
No, I think you need to pay for stuff.
You have to pay for the merchandise, aye. There was a stall, eh?
Put the rice in the fucking naan bread with his soup de bouillon.
Aye, food was very good.
Is this where the food is in here? You've been here 4 times, bro. You're fighting next week, fuck's sake.
Can you remember they used to do the... So after every UFC event, they would put on like a massive spread for you. Do you remember this?
Aye.
It was fucking incredible.
The hotels?
No. After the fight, so when you fought... So I fought in Sacramento. All the fighters go back there. And then there's a buffet, and there's like the fucking ice cream bar, like just fall.
Trays of steaks.
You name it, you can have it, and it's just like
You've done away with it though, didn't you?
I think it's short. And then obviously they've never ever brought it back in. They've just been like, it's not happening. And then Johnny Walker's getting escorted out with bare feet. Hey, Walker, you're done. There you go.
Because he's got to set about the doctor.
No, that was a 1-1. He was just like in the street.
Aye. What about his brother was fighting the weekend?
I didn't even know he had a brother.
Aye. I
thought that fight was terrible.
I think he didn't use the name Walker because he wanted to, like, one of these things that I want to do on my own. But I don't know the outcome yet. Does he look like Johnny Walker? Is he like a black guy brother? Like, he's my brother? Or is he actually his brother?
I don't know. We're all brothers here.
Right. I don't know what the fuck
he looks like. His name's Walter Walker. He doesn't look Brazilian. He looks and fights like a Russian.
Does he? Have you got a picture of him?
It's so unusual, these European looking Brazilians.
Sounds like his dad's a shagger, man.
I work with a boy. He's got a full on German first and second name, and he's Brazilian.
He's got a bit of fucking.
He looks like somebody that fucking would end up fighting in like Forza show or something like that.
With tattoos on his head and that.
I mean, he's got some of belts.
I see a wee bit.
A wee bit what, mate?
They're both big. They're both big. And is he a light heavyweight as well? Heavyweight. Good training partner if your brother's good. Bad training partner if your brother's a fucking retard and you can't fight.
Walter.
So aye, that was a weekend.
Did they win?
No, he got beat.
Shame.
Shame.
You feel bad for him, like.
Didn't know him until fucking 2 minutes ago.
I know.
He was blown out his arse after like a minute.
I've been there. I know how it feels.
When is the worst experience you've ever been blown out your arse?
Oft.
I already can.
Was it the one the summer in the Cage Warriors Academy when it was red?
Oh, that was fucking.
Do you remember the one against your who was what's his name?
Da Silva.
Aye, Brazilian boy. Is that the worst you've ever?
Aye, because I was exhausted, man. That was through heat and output, but aye, just for the weather alone, the heat. But probably the Charlie Reedy fight. Like I was like the third round, I was fucking eating none. But that could be done a dodgy weight cut. But no, the one in the Wales,
the worst.
Aye, that was.
Aye, if you know, I know you're gay.
So see, after it, we both get straight to the medicals because we'd stitches and that.
He get dragged into the.
Aye, so we're both lying on a bed beside each other, getting stitched. But he's making mad noises, so they've literally dragged him in with the arms.
Like to the shower.
On the ground with the arms and under a shower and just fucked the shower. Jordan's went out with a bottle of water. It's just pulled out of the guy's face. He's like water bottle.
Oh, you're a dafty.
Mental, man. Mental.
So guys, if you have been involved in an accident, why not hit up G4 Claims? Who will deal with your whole... Did you like that segue?
Have we not done one?
No G4,
no. G4 Claims. Who will deal with your full claim? Ross, how can we get in contact with these people at G4 Claims?
01698-767-172.
That was obviously the phone number that Ross just started raving after the number because he dreams about this number. If you don't have a phone...
Well, you can get them on WhatsApp, which is their most preferred method of communication now.
And please do not send any inappropriate pictures to the females that work in G4 Claims because it's inappropriate.
It's very rude.
And we laugh at them.
And you can also get them on the website or in the link in our description.
It's a no-brainer, am I right, Ross?
It is.
If you have been involved in a non-fault accident and you're looking for 100% of your claim, you're looking for a courtesy car, your whole claim as well, and you're looking not to deal with any of this hassle, then pass on your G4 Claims. And you're welcome. Ross, that number one more time.
01698-767-172.
The website, please.
notatfaultclaim.com.
Keep it G4 Claims. The most one I had was Vegas, the 209 against
Pedro.
Pedro, like, I had nothing in the tank, so we had mixed up. So inexperienced fighter part, because we went. This was the first fight as a full time fighter. Up to that point, I was.
I wouldn't have went with that one.
See, my arms just gave up. Mm-hmm. I couldn't keep them up.
Because like, you were a first round guy. Like, that was you.
What's this? Did these arms not work?
Did you not hit him with like a throw?
Aye. I hit him with a judo throw.
Aye.
And he bounced back up, and I'm like,
Unusual.
That's unusual.
That doesn't usually happen.
This guy's not well either. Let me dry hump him. And then I hit him again with it, and then he ended up on top because he rolled me, like, you know, that fat man roll. And then he just crucifixed me. And I was like, like, just couldn't move. And I was like, but it was fucking terrible.
So that was the worst one for you?
It was gassing. No, I wasn't bad that one.
No.
No, I mean, I did take a fucking bleaching for 15 minutes, but my arms just, I couldn't actually protect my face. It was like,
do you think it was a lot of pressure and nerves as well?
It was, the training was wrong.
Yeah.
It was, we went too hard. I ended up working with this nutritionist guy.
You went over early, didn't you?
For the output I was putting into the camp, the calories weren't right.
I remember when we went to the PI, and I'm sure that was 2017, and you showed them the nutritionist stuff, and they were like, oh, that's nowhere near enough.
Aye. And it was like, with that actual following that diet plan, like, it was great, I was in some shape, mm-hmm. but the diet plan itself had actually slowed my basal metabolic rate, so the actual body's ability to burn fuel and keep the body the fuel burning, so it slowed me all the way down. And then we then had to kickstart that back up with the UFC PI. Yeah. But that one was bad with Pedro, because the arms were like, I've never experienced this in my life. Like,
how about you, Ross? Two fights ago.
Do you want to guess? Undoubtedly, aye. Fucking.
That was clearly through output though as well.
Aye, and that, and I just didn't hit.
What do you think? You weren't fit enough?
I wasn't fit enough.
No, I don't think it was that.
In that,
two big guys just constantly reversing each other and trying to squeeze and finish. That's a hard game for anybody, man.
I remember being like at the end of the first round, just sitting there like, I'm fucked. Like, I mean, sitting on the stool, and James had the bottle of water, and he went like that with it, like, to hand me it, and I just like opened my mouth, like, just fucking pour it in. And he's like, no, you take it. And he actually like laughed. He was like, you take it. And I was like,
it's funny, because see that actual the silver fight in Wales for me, like in the third round, gone out in my mind, that all I kept saying was, I'm fucked. I don't know what I'm going to do to win this fight, because I've got nothing left. And then I go out and you have the best round of the fight. It's weird what the mind is.
Mm-hmm. It's funny as well, because I remember getting back up off the stool and just being like, he doesn't look that tired. Like, and then he took a couple of steps and I thought, maybe he's about fucking hell. You just start going again. It's so fucked
that
up.
That cage was totally an awesome. You're like,
it was good.
You noticed that at the weekend as well with the Apex card, how tight that octagon is.
The guys are just see when
Brendan wanted to wrestle though, he could get him down the bar, and he's quite nice wrestling as well.
Aye.
So to that back, he's so good at getting to the back.
Is the Apex much smaller than you would normally fight in?
Yes.
It's a smaller cage.
It's a smaller cage. It's maybe like the difference of like 5 feet or something like that, but every inch matters.
You know what I'm saying? I watched your fight with Brendan again the other day. It was up, UFC put it up. It was a good fight. I liked it. I liked the bit where you both rock each other. It's like you throw a hook and he throws a cross at the same time.
When both guys are on skates, like,
it was quality.
Disco like.
Dominic Cruz was loving it, because obviously we didn't get to hear the commentary because we were sitting watching. That's the first time I've sat and like watched it with Dominic Cruz. Is like fucking. I quite like his commentary, but it seems a bit unpopular with everybody.
Quite a lot of guys don't like him, and I think it's because he is maybe just too technical. If you're an MMA guy, we know the tech. We know what's happening. Mm. So having somebody clarify it. It's fine, but if you're just the everyday punter listening, I'm thinking, fuck, he's...
I like him as well. I get the feeling, though, some of the other commentators, don't they? Like, you can see they kind of rub off each other. What's the DC Conor McGregor thing? What's this?
That was old. I think that was an old
thing. What is it? Old, aye.
Just the tweet, I'm not going to reply to you that much.
I'm not going to reply to you, but you can just wait till I see you, kind of thing.
That was like,
I thought, oh.
Conor McGregor said this to DC.
This was years ago.
Oh, was it?
Nah, it was
DC saying it to Conor
DC's
McGregor.
DC's got your big turbo titties and just lying happy and fucking dry hump him.
You see him telling him if he was 145 pounds, he'd batter Max Holloway.
DC did.
DC was saying it to him in an interview the other day. He was like, if, and then he told him, he was like, ah, you weren't on UFC 200 because I didn't want you on it. He's like, I wanted to be on it and I didn't want any of the shine on you. So just so you know, I was like, fucking hell.
Never done
you're,
DC.
You're nice, mate.
Champ.
I know.
What about Ian Garry? Said he's signed a contract.
He signed a contract and Kobe's.
He's gone, yeah, basically.
Good move to make him sign it.
Rocking the Brazil top, not I mean.
I know. It's
like easy pop.
Is this
well, as he is in Brazil do you think, these days?
Do you think because they've got a date and planned that it is the McGregor card? Because you always wanted to go on the same card as going on Chandler. So
see that, that fight itself, sir.
Ian and Kobe is a co-main.
But that fight itself can be a headline.
Kobe. Oh, for sure. Kobe.
Bilderberg Casino is pushing for a Dublin card, but I don't think
it,
I don't
it definitely could be yet. Like a like see one of the top European cards.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely could be one of them.
They could definitely have a date in Dublin, but I don't think they're gone now.
Mm. Is there much chat about European cards now? No. England,
there's the big England one in
Manchester.
We're talking about Tom Aspinall.
So it's not going to be London, that.
No. I think they want to move away from there.
Mm-hmm.
They've saturated the market.
They did. Aye.
They just keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. Throwing shit at the wall.
Just seeing what
they thought. The first
three
ago was explosive.
Was this the one way I beat? What's his name?
Everybody was
Krylov.
Big finish. Mm-hmm. And
but then that was straight after. That was just after.
And then they just kept going. They just kept going.
Because they wanted to try and capture that same magic.
Aye.
You can't do it. No, it was just after lockdown. It was the first event in Europe. And it was, I think it was Tom Aspinall's first headlining.
Was it Blades?
No. It was him versus
Pavlovich.
It was Alexander.
Volkov, that's right. Remember, he done him with a straight fucking arm lock.
Aye, Volkov. And Paddy won, and Molly won, and the place is jumping.
Because everybody was like, we've been stuck in the house for fucking years.
Aye.
Let's fucking wreck
as soon as everybody go out.
Were people actually no on Happy Moors? shouting Tom Aspinall. Aspinall, no.
Aye, he was talking about that last night on the MMA.
He wants to fight Blades now, eh? That's what he's saying. Unfinished business.
He's got unfinished business and he's obviously fucking stirred up some shit with Ciryl Gane.
Well,
I mean, he busts two of them. He busts both of the guys.
And our man Pizzi was saying
that. He busts Blades again? I know he obviously. But I think it's a tough one.
It is a tough one, but I think Tom.
He could take Gane down and do what he wanted with him, but Blades could be a tricky opponent.
I just think Tom's got it all.
He has.
He can sing, he can dance, he's like a triple threat.
Blades likes a wee kickbox now, though.
Aye, and he can...
and he can hit everything. Aye. He can wrestle like fuck.
Aye.
So what's happening this weekend? Anything big happening in the old world of MMA?
Can we talk about Saturday and Sunday and all that? WrestleMania? Did you see any at all?
No.
I know you don't watch it as much.
I seen Hingy came back, Undertaker.
Aye.
I'm like, come on, man.
No, it's brilliant.
But
The Rock was fucking amazing, mate.
The Rock's always been amazing.
You would have loved The Rock. Right?
The Rock went from being this amazing, the most electrifying man in sport to being a hack, and then now he's like
a guy who just says yes to any film. I've got a film, you want to be in it? Aye.
He's part owner now, I think. He's going Cheers.
He's part of the cheer, isn't he? Like the board.
But he's come out, he's a heel, so he's a baddie, but he's coming out with the Versace waistcoat, he had the white flares on. Mate, it was hilarious, man. He keeps taking this
belt.
Cody Rhodes got a belt, says Mama Rose on it. His ma's always in the front row. And he's like, what, Mercer in front of you? He's like, come on, boy. It's so funny, mate. And then obviously, like, the Sunday night was different because everybody was expecting Austin to come out and save the day. And obviously, the lights go out, it's Undertaker. It's just,
but I have seen some
cinema, but it's like, it was class.
Yeah.
John Cena ran out and all
to try and help.
Aye.
But that's
he got in the Rock's face and it was like a big build up.
But that's what I'm
hot with that. He got hot with the Rock bottom, mate.
Like that's 15 years ago, guys. Yeah. Guys say like 15, 20 years ago who are having to try and save fucking WrestleMania because it's on its fucking knees.
No, I think actually Triple H is doing a good job though now. He's took over obviously for Vince, but
how it happened to Vince?
A new era.
Vince was at the
P-Diddy parties.
P-Diddy parties.
They've got a name, eh? The party. What's the parties called? P-Diddy's parties. They've got like a name. I can't. Oh, fucking.
Funny when Vince grew the tash and tried to go undercover. Not You at a diddler's party like that.
Diddler.
Throw money on midgets.
I fucking love that. They've throw, got like this.
Throw money on day. Midgets.
So the WWE's actually doing. I don't know. I just
can't buy your Triple H. Yeah, it's looking great. But I don't know. I think because of the Rock's no day in movies, you know, he's all in. It's weird because I was like, right, when he's done, he's probably I'll be back to filming. But he was in Raw the next night, and looks like he's got a storyline involving him again. But good. So what I wanted to go with me. So the Rock hadn't wrestled in 8 years. They've got the performance center in Florida, and that way all the NXT guys. But they flew three people we know. They flew Joe Coffey, Mark Coffey, and Wolfgang to LA to get the Rock prepared for the match.
So they were wrestling together.
So the Saturday night was a tag team match with the Rock and Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. And if they won, then the Sunday night it was like Bloodline Rules. They called it because that was the storyline. So you're like, right, they're going to win the first night. So then they'll fucking screw him on the second night. So The Rock won the first night, but to get prepared for this tag team match, they flew in Joe Coffey and that.
That's pretty cool.
To LA, and they basically done the match. So Wolfgang was at Roman Reigns, stuff like that. And I've seen like photos. So they're called Gallus in NXT. They're like three thugs for Glasgow, like it's a square goal. And they've got the poses and that. So they had a pose with The Rock like this, and I'm just like, this is cool. So
that's pretty cool.
He's making them all. Bumping knuckles and both gangs at this. So did that? Cabbage.
Did he?
To The Rock. And he's like, what? Is that cabbage? He's like, yeah, man. And I'm just like, what the fuck? But they trained for weeks together to get The Rock prepared. And the Saturday in the tag team match, he looked great. Looked fucking amazing.
Still got it?
Aye.
Has. How big is
the rest of it was shite. The main event was brilliant.
How big is The Rock in comparison to these guys? Is he massive?
He is huge. I'm talking his legs like this, man. But it was just a bit nostalgic when obviously everybody ran out at the end. They were calling it like the Infinity War, like see at the end, Endgame, where they all come out. So everyone's waiting in Austin, basically. But
did he not come?
No.
Good on Austin, man. Fucking second tier him.
So I don't know if...
What's up with him, though?
I don't know if he's... Didn't want a day, or the money wasn't right, or his knees. He's always had two fucked knees, but just come in and stunner some cunts. You know what I mean, Steve?
I'd seen they posted a video, and it was like the Stone Cold was stunner and Vince McMahon.
The Roman Reigns guy, he was a champion since fucking lockdown, so it was just like, it's too long a reign. And I'm just like, it's the same storyline. So the same guy, Cody Rhodes, won the Rumble last year, but then fought him at WrestleMania. They usually win, he got beat, he won the Rumble again, and this is what he's trying to complete his story. So I'm just like, this is going on too long. So I think this is when The Rock's come in. So it was fun, because I stayed up and watched it, because I was watching the UFC, and I was watching the hockey, and it was one at the same time. So
I don't work after the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania weekend.
So apparently the Royal Rumble's coming to London.
Is it?
No.
They spoke about this, didn't they? Because they were speaking about WrestleMania coming to London. Mm-hmm. But that'd be brilliant.
So obviously Clash of the Castle is, another thing. Drew McIntyre, the first fight, won the world title. Obviously he's Scottish, the ICW, big Rangers fan. And then he was taunting CM Punk, who was at the commentary book. CM Punk's hopping, and then the guy who won the money back cashed in. And then beat him within 5 minutes. So Drew McIntyre was a champ for 5 minutes, and that's what kicked off the show. So it was fun. Clash of the Castle was coming to Scotland. It's the first pay per view in Scotland ever. I'm not too sure.
Where are they doing it?
The Hydro. So I thought Drew was got to be like a champ for that. So I don't know.
Still time, isn't it?
I don't know what the script is, but it's good that they've actually done a pay per view in Scotland. But the guys training with The Rock, so I'm like, they're at NXT there now, so I'm like, when are they? If they're doing that, they can trust them to work with a guy like The Rock, and he's safe and they're not going to hurt him.
And they must know.
When are they getting to the big show?
It's all about the storylines and how it fits in and how they fit in with selling the whatever it is the WWE might sell at that precise moment.
So the three of them are Shawn Michaels guys. Like, he fucking loves them. He, like, that's who, like, basically, I've got guys for these, basically. So it must be just when they fit in a storyline, as you say.
What is the actual pathway to the WWE if you're in, like, say, ICW or something like that? Because that's where Drew was fought in there, didn't he?
Aye. Yeah.
I think you have to, I think it's just time on their mats and getting seen on different promotions. So you see all these wrestlers like Joe Coffey, Joe Henry, Drew McIntyre, they wouldn't just do like ICW, they would do like six different shows all within the UK and then maybe get a chance to go over and do like smaller shows in America. And then from that, somebody maybe sees him and say, you know what, he's got a shit story or he's got a shit gimmick, but he's very good at wrestling. And then from being very good at wrestling, they'll maybe bring him into the NXT. But they stopped the European one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because they used to have like a European section where these guys would... Was it William
UK,
Regal?
NXT UK.
Was it William Regal?
Aye.
So William Regal used to go about these shows and he would scout people, just the same way footballers would get scouted. And then he would then help them build a story, build a character. Because the vast majority of people in wrestling have their, like, this is my character and this is what I'm going to stick with. Sometimes they're just shit. Like, how many guys we've been up with, like, how many guys have we seen in ICW and been like, your actual whole gimmick's shit? Aye. Or you're trying to rip somebody else's gimmick off? Aye.
Very low numbers where one guy has one gimmick. Mm-hmm. See, as their career goes on, they always try other things.
It's got to evolve.
And they're like, maybe it hits a brick wall and they're like, right, we need to come up with new ideas here, which is...
Well, Grado was a good guy and then he decided to go bad guy, didn't he? Go heel.
He's still Grado. Like, people actually change their persona, their costume. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day they're a fucking cowboy, the next day they're like, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So it must be hard, like, these guys trying to make, especially, it's about image. You need to get a name out there, socials. You need to do, like, promos in front of the mirror and all that.
And be a trusted guy, though. Like you say, a training with a rock, you have to.
That's a big
and
one.
It could be, that can go for us as well. There's some people who you maybe wouldn't know what to spar with leading up to a fight. So, I don't know this guy. And for all I know, I'm getting cut wide open.
100%.
So, there's going to be that, like.
Even when we were the tag team champions.
ICW.
Undefeated. No, lost them. even when we were wrestling, we were like, right, who are these cunts? Like, they've got to drop us on our neck. We've got fights coming up. We've got careers. So you need that trust as well.
We've said it about five or six times as we were leading up to that fight and after it. The two guys that we actually took the belts with were incredible.
KOE.
Like, really, really good athletes. Really, really.
They're back. They're tag champs again.
Are they?
But price.
They're very, very good. Did they rebrand themselves?
Two brothers. Different attire and different movesets, but they're still like name KOE and they still talk about the same.
Good. They are actual brothers, aye.
Aye, they're brothers. Aye. So aye, that's the wrestling part of the wrestling daft now, you know what I mean? But I just thought WrestleMania's a biggie. It was a 40 years.
Is that 40 years of WrestleMania?
Aye.
Wow.
So it's a big thing, especially in America.
It's a big brand.
Was it Philly?
Philly.
Was it Philly?
Aye. What were you going to say something there?
I've just got to say, what could Steve Austin use for his knees to help him?
Well, Steve Austin, you should hit up our boys at Anaconda Fight. Ross, what's that website?
AnacondaFightwear.co.
And Austin, if your knees are very, very sore, and both of them are sore, then they have a deal. Ross, what is that deal?
You can get any two products for $59.
And I know you're used to wearing these leather jackets, waistcoats, and you're obviously getting a little bit older, the gut's starting to hang out. What can they get for Anaconda?
Yeah, rash guards, they're $24.95. They're now any rash guard. Best thing about them, for the chubbier man like myself, wee band on the bottom just stops that sliding up there.
So Austin, if you're listening, Anaconda's got your back.
What?
And it's
what?
And it's very snake-like, goes with you, the rattlesnake.
That's it.
You're pretty well off, so you'll no need the code LEATHER10, but it's there anyway.
We'll send them out to the Smoking Skull Ranch.
Did you ever watch them?
Aye. You know what I didn't ever get? Like, he was always on his arse doing stunners, but his two knees are shit. It's like, why is he like tailbone or spine all fucked?
I did a stunner to a guy in PE one day, and he just bent forward and I slipped right off and fucked my tailbone right off and it was like, it was fucking painful. So I will get UFC 300 this weekend. I feel like a dick.
Is it a good card?
I nailed it for fucking weeks.
Is that a good card?
Weeks upon weeks upon weeks. It's all right.
See, the thing is, you nailed it and it's no changed. Like, it's not got better. It's always been the same.
I know, but I think I'm just getting married.
I had a look at it.
Aye. Do you know what it was? I looked at 299 and I looked at 298 and I was like, they're absolute belters.
And they were bangers as well. The events were brilliant. Like, the fights on them were brilliant.
And I'm like, I just kind of see how 300 is going to live up to all the expectations, and I think it might. But
I think you would have. It'd have been good to get you on it. Mm-hmm. I know you're on 301, but it'd be cool to be on 300. I know what I mean.
Aye.
That's what it's missing.
Have either of you watched Embedded for the 300?
No.
It's good. A lot about Jamal Hill. But
see, he's like shaking hands and getting autographs after Era.
Seen that. Can I have your autographs through?
I don't know what's going on. Like, I feel like everybody just thinks Jamal's going to get his fucking knee kicked in, and I didn't think that at all.
Have you seen like Jamal going to town with people who are like on the internet, just with random guys
all the time?
Mate,
can I take a fucking
like criticism?
I don't know if you know this, Jamal, but you're quite a famous guy. Yeah. People are going to say things you. Then he like, you're going to have to, I don't know why he bite, like, we know you're good. You were the fucking champ.
See when they zoom in on him, zoom in on him in the crowd and he's, oh, what's this looks raging? Like, people are like, I'm the man still, and all, you just don't know, and all that, like.
Hey, we know you're good. I feel like everybody thinks Pereira's going to make short work of him, and I didn't see that at all.
I don't know.
If Pereira does make short work of him, is Pereira one of the greatest of all time.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Ever.
The greatest.
Of course he is.
One minute, the greatest combat athlete.
He's only had about five fights. And he smashed every gun.
Aye. But they're favourable for him. Guys that want to stand with him and all that.
You think about it this way.
Sean Strickland's throwing with his hands down in front of him. Not
he beat Izzy.
That's a fucking gimme.
He beat Izzy, who's one of the greatest.
And Sean Strickland.
As you already do. As he knocked him as well, but.
It's 4-1 or something, though, is it?
He beat Jam 3-1. Blaschewitz.
Yep.
He also beat
Strickland.
Prohaska.
Yep.
Mate, he's got some rap sheet.
Aye. But John Jones would absolutely murder him.
Aye.
So he's not the greatest ever.
John Jones would shag him if he felt like it. That's not a big deal.
Are we going to talk about John Jones while we were on this match?
Is he been shagging cunts?
I think Hill's got to win.
Have you not seen what John Jones has been up to?
Aye, threatening the drug tester.
Allegedly,
I've not seen this.
Right. High five.
So,
see them all at.
So the drug tester came to test him, and it was like, so he's come out and said it was after a party, he'd been out partying,
clean as a whistle,
and he was lying on the couch trying to sleep, and he's I think he's just had a badging. Allegedly, he's threatened her. And he's
with his cock or to beat her up or what?
What's I don't know. I think both are very threatening.
Somebody spiked his cock.
I've been there myself.
Once I've
I've not been arrested.
Aye, but there's a video where a CCTV outside where he's walking back to the motor, and I'm sure he gives him a high five.
Oh, this is quality.
Good old John. But that's the thing, like you kind of expect that for him.
I'm like, well, of course.
The big man's bored. The big man's just sitting in the house, like, fucking, wee Tommy Aspinall's fucking try to wangle a fight for me. Ah, fuck it. I'll go to the daughter's netball and get fucking smashed.
And I'll get a bag.
Aspinall wasn't interested in talking about him, you know, on MMA.
Didn't
want to talk about him at all.
Well, he's probably had it. He's probably had it. Heard it from John Jones himself that it's not going to happen. So rather than him pushing the fight, he's probably just like, ah, fucking leave it.
That's the thing with John Jones. If he says, nah, no you, then it's no you.
Mm-hmm.
He has to kind of give you his blitz. Same with Conor, eh?
See, if you're coming to end your career and you beat everybody, you're getting a wee bit of grey balls down there, not mean. It's just like, you don't want to fight Tom Aston when he's climbing up. This young fucking fit bastard is climbing like a spider monkey and wrestle fucking, you know what I mean?
The ultimate goal has to be John Jones.
No fault of fucking Tom. I invite you the best. That was there. High five.
Get in the motor, son.
Love it.
I'll even get the door for you, man. In you go.
So I nearly smashed a cunt in the petrol station.
You're a violent man.
Again?
No. The worky. So I go in, I had a plastic empty bottle of water and a can of Monster empty. I go in, I'm like, I'm using the facility, like I'm buying diesel and whatever. I'm like, you got a bin? Excuse me, you got a bin? I can't see one next to the pumps. We don't have bins anywhere. I'm like, all right, like you got one in here, I can just fire on. Nah. I'm like,
right. Yeah, but our tip on the floor.
What petrol station do you go to Disney of a bin?
Right, it was a bit of ours. I'm just like, all right, I'm just walking about. So I just go to get a can of Monster anyway at the fridge, but there's a coffee machine. And what have these wee coffee machines?
Bins.
The circle, right? Bump, bump, two of them, right? So there's a bin in there somewhere. I go back to the counter, you know, I get a monster. Where did you put that rubbish? I'm just on in the fucking bin.
What's
going to do with you? That's not what that's for. I'm like, it's a fucking rubbish bin. I was like, you want smacked with this, man? It's still me fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, would yous be the same?
Aye. I'd have just tipped on the flare the second they said there was no bin. I'd have just dropped it. No bother.
I thought, like, do you want to start on here?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I would always say, I'd just use that bin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's fucking bin is it? Why are you bothered? Why are you caring?
Why the fuck is SO
no got a bin? So in my mind I was like, just wreck the place. In my mind was that, just wreck the place.
You've got a bit of the fucking me, myself and Irene about you, haven't you?
But that's like, he's clearly argumentative. He's wanting to start on you. Where did you put that rubbish? Who you fucking talking
to? I bet he was a Rangers fan.
I don't know.
He's like Chris Bungard. Fucking prick.
I don't know.
What colour of hair do you have? Blue.
Let's not start.
So a very rude person in the TikTok comments.
Yeah, you have been surprised.
I know you've been getting hammered.
I
was very rude. Just saying nasty things about me. What, like call me baldy? One of them.
Go blow here, but did you sell me GameCube games in CEX? Told you Samsung laptop PS5.
See, the last time I went to CEX, did I tell you this one on Boxing Day with the, Lewis? Yes. The boy wouldn't give me it, so I ordered the game to the shop and then went and picked up in the shop. Wouldn't give me it. I need the debit card. I was like, I've paid with it on Apple Pay. There's my card. Nah, it needs to be the physical card. And I was like, I've not got the physical card.
Give me the game.
I've got Apple Pay.
And the guy he's honestly standing there in a fucking hoodie. Fully grown man behind the till at his work in a fucking hoodie.
You've got an hoodie.
I've got an hoodie. Aye. It's a Homer Simpson one. I've got one with pepperoni pizza slices on it too.
I can't believe you guys get into these situations. I'll say you're ready to rock, destroy a petrol station, and you're going to CAX to fucking wind. Like,
no, to pick up a game. I just wanted my game.
I'll say this, CAX is my favourite shop.
Aye.
Ever, right?
I like it.
But the woman I seen yesterday looked like Bebop and Rocksteady. I swear to God.
Like, combined?
If you're looking at them, are you thinking?
She had stuff coming out her face and like a bone through here, like a tomahawk, and it's just like
part of Alex Pereira's tribe.
Aye, why do you want fucking apocalypto shit? I mean, like, just give me my GameCube game and I'll be on my
and have
game.
A nice day.
What game is it you bought?
Rogue One. It was a Star Wars. I love the show, so I hate slagging it, but all them behind the till, man, I'm just like, this looks like the Flintstones.
Did Ben and Hero used to work there, actually?
Aye, I did. That's where he was.
He doesn't even fit in there at all. Ben doesn't fit in there at all.
Yeah, it's one of the ones, eh? You've got to, there's some of the categories, you've got to circle to get a job there. You can't work there if you're just, if you've got a good work history in that. You know what I'm saying?
Or good hygiene.
Got to watch what I'm saying. Hamza, any of your guys are watching, we are no fucking spreading any hate. We are just soul jokes, bro.
Oh, I can't remember what we're talking about.
Aye, me getting fucking insulted. It's out of order. It's a hate crime, in fact.
You keep calling him John Hartson, which I think's funny.
I get Tyson Fury from time to time.
Tyson Fury?
He's a big, tall, fat guy. Like,
oh, you don't
look like John Hartson. John Hartson's funny.
Mate, John about four or five, so that fucking John Hartson.
Oh, mate, I get about four or five times a day. Like, I'm just my day-to-day life. People are asking, all right, John Hartson. So, aye. What was the ones? The Hamza Yousef clip. They gave us a lot of shit for that, saying Emma.
The TikTok one got some amount of comments as well. That triggered a lot of people.
Aye, TikTok.
I think when you were saying that you were taking money off people at Tina Park,
people didn't like that one. I don't know why. They were already in trouble.
Well, in all fairness, you were providing a service.
I know. Keep your money and leave then.
You were fucking putting them back.
I didn't say give me it or else. Like, you had an option to leave with your money.
You were providing a service to people who were needing a service.
Very fair.
This week, the guys put together a wee accumulator for the weekend's UFC 300. Here it is up on the screen.
So we've taken Jamal Hill in the main event. We've taken Wang Zhe Li.
Wang Zhe Li.
It's Wei Li Zhang.
Armin Charizard.
Big man for Georgia, we've took him.
We're taking Bo Nickel, we're taking Bobby Green, and we're taking Figueiredo. We're banging on £100 and we're going to get £1,200 back.
Obviously you're not.
No. This is through McBookie. So if you're looking to make this weekend's 300 event more exciting, then why not check out the odds for McBookie? We've with some competitive odds right there, and let's hope the Leathered boys win some bucks. Belly bunker.
Clap that shit.
Very fair.
Can I speak about
you speak about any guy want, mate.
I've been seeing recently who's like famous on the old Instagram and that, like he's a like motivational speaker. You know who I'm talking about. His name's Andy Elliott or something.
I don't know.
He's got 2 million followers, right? Just a baldy guy, just shouting at cunts about like basically.
Can you fire this guy up?
If you've not got a six pack, you won't work for me.
Or I've seen or this guy, shit, mate.
Have you know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
I don't know this guy. So
basically, he's screaming at cunts about like just trying to make them like better, but the cunts got fucking knee soaks on. Right? He's scheming at cunts.
Quit eating junk food. Not mate, I like
scroll
it.
Scroll down a wee touch. Scroll down a wee touch. Take your shirt off. This is what it is. Take your shirt off. Like you fucking.
Is he American?
You happy with that, right? Basically. And sometimes with the speakers, he's got.
You're negative.
He's got fucking trousers on with knee soaks and all that. I'm just like, you're shouting at cunts. And you're wearing shoes with knee soaks, you fucking pet. Not me.
Mate, I'll eat a McDonald's, drink 4 cans of beer, half a bottle of whiskey, and still boot his head in, eh? So fuck your six
pack. Unless he goes couldn't past give the a fuck. Round.
Aye. If he's got any sort of gas tank, we might have a problem. But tell you what, I'll get a half gram just before it, so I make sure I fucking see it through. And I'll still maul him.
He gets people up and just like take your tarp off.
And then fat shames him.
That's his angle.
You see, you know what they are? Just like you know, he's got 2 million followers or something.
I'm all for fat shaming. It does work.
It's so fucking annoying.
It does work.
I kind of agree with you. Like, we have a pandemic of people being unhealthy. And you can easily say that somebody who eats a lot of shitty food with excess fat tissue is unhealthy. I don't think there's not be saying that's wrong.
I think it's fine. So especially a lot of men, I think, would do better if we stopped going like, no, it's fine the way you are, and just went, look, buddy, you're fucking no trying, you're a fat cunt, sort it out.
I said the same thing about Lewis fucking Capaldi. Lose some weight, fatty, and maybe you'll feel a wee bit better. You'll be able to sing your songs, you fucking loser.
He might sing a happy song.
That's not to do with how he's not singing these songs.
Because he's a fucking loser.
You're going to get a hate this week because I'm clapping that. All the Lewis Capaldi fans up.
Why does he sing
Lewis Capaldi? I don't dislike him, right?
He sings a lot of sad songs.
Because he's overweight, doesn't he?
Does sing a lot of sad songs.
Like, look at
that's all he's got.
There's not a lot of nice things happening.
Where's he go? Tourette's? Go Tourette's then?
Oh, he'll on the road. Johnny Davidson. He's fucking exceptional, eh?
See the wee guy getting his hair cut to Tourette's. You fucked this up and you're never coming back. Guy's that way tomorrow. Like, all right.
I love that shit. All that Tourette's stuff. What was the documentary? I swear I can't help it.
Have you seen The Lassie Learning to Drive? It's got Tourette's.
I've heard about this, aye. But you can't. Everybody else is just putting it on. Johnny Davidson's the fucking man. The rest are just faking it.
I don't know. I thought that guy Johnny Davidson was just trying to get like welfare funds.
Maybe
like welfare money. Like, I'll just get extra money for the fucking social for just a fucking
what's
social.
What's your Johnny Davidson quote?
Well, it would be racist, so I can't say it. I mean, the one he does in the supermarket, just right in their face.
Who's that?
The boy for Gala Shields.
You ever seen this?
He's
brilliant.
He's like the Your Dog's Got Tits.
That's
Johnny Davidson. Johnny Davidson, Your Dog's Got Tits.
Aye.
And he's like,
aye.
Pakistanis! Like right in her face in the supermarket. He's fucking. Mind the one he's trying to get his dog to run over the road. And then he's like, go, no! And then grabbing on it, like trying to get to run out in front of cars and that.
Fuck.
He says he can't help it. I don't know.
Just looking for that extra welfare, man.
It's an easy one if you were faking.
But you want to do a wee quiz?
Go on. His answer, got, Johnny Davidson.
We got help from a friend of the show.
Who
will be voicing the movie quotes?
Chris Toll.
Yes.
What a guy.
So it's Toll's Teasers.
Toll's Teasers. That sounds funny. Toll's
Teasers this week.
Is he a movie guy, Toll?
Toll is a movie guy.
Yes.
He's actually got a movie podcast as well, the Great Scott Cinema Club. Check it out.
Really?
Yep. I think he's kicking things back off. I think they've been a wee bit quiet recently, but. Right, are we ready for the first one?
Is there a video to go on it?
What we doing?
No video, just audio.
I fucking love a video with him
doing
a
trailer.
Dressed up.
So
it'd be brilliant.
As what?
Toll dressing up as a character or something?
I do. Toll dressing up as a character, doing the quote, and doing everybody else's parts.
I imagine I'm dressed up as like Robin Hood.
Tell me,
like
just take his life.
Three days of your life, every single week, just to do movie quotes for us, please.
Tell me, I appreciate it.
How it came about was I'd actually made a game, but it was too hard. So I tried to wait to see if he could do
it. It's too hard.
And he said, no, that's murder. So he went, how about I just do this? And I was like, that's great. The boys will love that. So
here, thank you, Tom.
Wait, man, catch up.
Schindler's List.
So we're just saying,
put it on last night.
Just saying names again.
Yeah.
Right, here's the first one.
This is just going to be.
Oh, are we just jumping right into this here? What's
yeah, for it?
This is just us going to fight. Also, how long have we got left in this podcast?
Only losers fight.
But about 52 minutes or something.
And when are we jumping over to the fucking.
We'll go straight after this, we'll jump over to Patreon.
Oh, you lucky devils.
So here is number one, and it's movie quotes read by Crystal.
That'd be quite good, isn't it?
They gave you your choice of duty, son. Anything, anywhere. Do you believe that shit? So where do you think you want to go?
Oh.
That's Toll Teasers number one.
That's a tough one. Can we get it again?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How many is
there? They gave you your choice of duty, son. Anything, anywhere. Do you believe that shit? So where do you think you want to go?
Oh, man.
Can we get a clue? That's hard. There's probably people out there listening, fucking screaming at them.
There was just a sequel, brought it not long ago.
Is it June?
Incorrect.
No, this year, but.
I don't know.
They gave you your choice of duty, son.
Chris.
Yeah.
Is it Top Gun?
Correct.
Ah!
That's correct.
Craig, did you know that?
Yeah.
You kind of hear it?
Oh, is it it's only in the headphones.
It's only in the headphones.
John Hartson.
Steady.
Johnny Davidson.
Elbowed Andy Webster. Never got sent off for it.
Right, here is number two.
Andy Webster.
First, don't fuck with me. I'm a desperate man. And second, I want some fresh coffee. And third, I want a recount. And no matter how it turns out, I want my old job back.
Oh, fuck. Chris, Falling Down?
Nope.
Michael Douglas one? That's a good one. I've not seen that.
First, don't fuck with me. I'm a desperate man. And second, I want some fresh coffee. And third, I want a recount. And no matter how it turns out, I want my old job back.
This is class, by the way.
I think Toll would play his character brilliantly.
Hey, I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
I think we all have the same thing. Thought the same thing.
Interesting.
First, don't fuck with me. I'm a desperate man. And second, I want some fresh coffee. And third, I want a recount. And no matter how it turns out, I want my old job back.
Chris. Reservoir Dogs?
No.
I had Pulp Fiction vibes there. I was thinking the diner scene.
Give I it think quick. It's Samuel L. Jackson saying it.
I thought.
Did you think that?
I thought that.
Aye.
That's quite good. That's a good one. He's quite funny.
Tell us who's saying it.
Chris Toll.
No.
Right, can we go on to the next one? Can we skip
that? Well, that was hard.
This is fucking hard. This is solid. Yeah, how good. Did you do with this?
I got the answers right away just because he was telling me as he was doing it. So I didn't get a chance to do it.
Yes, sir.
According to the map, we've only gone 4 inches.
Paul, is it Lord of the Rings?
No.
I know this. Chris, Goonies?
According to the map, we've only gone 4 inches.
I know this one.
He's a fucking performer.
I know.
According to the map, we've only gone 4 inches.
According to the map, we've only gone 4 inches.
Oh, fucking hell, man, I know this.
Genre?
Mm-hmm.
This is a comedy film.
I think I know who it is, says it, but I don't know the name of the film.
Guess who you think it is?
It's the Surely You Can't Be Serious. I am serious and don't call me Shirley.
Is it Airplane?
No.
That's Leslie Nielsen.
Aye.
So the film was released in 1994.
You know.
Oh, fucking hell, this is destroying me.
It's a comedy classic.
Is it Ace Ventura?
No.
Am I getting close?
Chris, Storm the Dumber.
Yes.
Oh, fuck you, man.
You helped me with that. We've seen Jim Carrey, basically.
Jim Caviezel.
Fucking hell. Should have gone that fucking hours ago.
Hours ago. It's harder because he's no putting
it's
any
fucking
voice
hard,
on.
Aye.
Right, we ready?
This is funny.
This is solid.
I know it's hard.
Why do we feel it's necessary to yak about bullshit?
Ross, Pulp Fiction.
Correct.
I would never go that.
Yeah. It's with my Thurman at the table with John Travolta.
Do you like that film?
I like that scene specifically.
It's my favourite film and I didn't get it.
I should have known you would be behind this fiendish Doctor Wu. Your knowledge of scientific...
I was going to go Big Trouble in Little China.
No.
Keep going.
Biological transmogrification is only outmatched by your zest for kung fu treachery.
Chris, Kill Bill?
No.
Paul, is it a Bruce Lee film and it's Enter the Dragon?
No.
Is it a Bruce Lee film?
I should have known you would be behind this.
Is it James Bond?
Fiendish Doctor Wu. Your knowledge of scientific biological transmogrification is only outmatched by your zest.
Action comedy. Wait, Doctor Wu?
Fucking hell.
But he's not called Dr. Wu. I can the film and I can't.
So here's a wee
he
bit
calls
of the
him
film.
Wrong all the time.
A Vietnam War veteran decides to avenge his brother's death.
Paul, is it Kickboxer?
No.
Is it the other one?
Was it
2009?
2000.
Ross.
Can you?
Nah.
Right, we'll move on.
Aye. Fucking hell. You got to say one or
something? No, no, no. Those who do not appreciate life do not deserve it.
Oh, Jesus.
Ross.
Oh, that's a tight one.
I'll get you.
I'm going to go Trainspotting.
No. Is it Pain and Gain?
No.
Oof, that's a fucking...
That's obscure as fuck.
You don't like Pain and Gain?
I love it, but I think it's got to be obscure.
Those who do not appreciate life do not deserve it.
Chris, Braveheart?
Yep.
Fuck.
Is it?
It's a toughie.
Gladiator?
No, nope, it's a gory thriller horror.
Is it Silence of the Lambs?
Those who don't appreciate life do not deserve it.
Chris, Devil's Rejects?
Yep.
Those who do not appreciate life do not deserve it.
You've got to hear that,
Massley. Can we get any of these as a ringtone?
For
a toll, man. He's a wee... as a ringtone.
Guys, try to teach people a lesson, but in a really
Ross,
gore way.
Saw.
Yes.
Fuck's sake.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Ross, Fast and Furious.
Correct.
Who's this guy?
Absolutely flying.
The tables have turned.
Did you know that after the heart stops beating, the brain can function for well over 7 minutes?
Oh, no, that's...
Ross, Silence of the Lambs?
No.
Know that after the heart stops beating, the brain can function for well over 7 minutes?
Oh, fuck.
This has been a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's solid.
Is it The Rock?
Yep. It's a horror film.
Give one more clue.
You know why I go to sleep.
Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street. Sorry.
Fuck. I'm not getting any of these, man.
Aye, that's not like a famous quote for that
film. I know,
film.
I was expecting it to be like, I'll be back.
It's still tough though, but it's hard to get, man.
Jarvis.
The only thing standing between you and your goal is the bullshit story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it.
Is it Fight Club?
No. I've
got to say Fight Club.
Ross, is it Any Given Sunday?
No.
Fuck, shoot.
You've been doing your fucking research?
The only thing standing between you and your goal is the bullshit story you keep telling yourself.
Chris. The Wolf of Wall Street?
Correct.
Fucking come on.
That's impressive. Spotify, audiobooks and his own book. It's good.
Next up.
How many of these we got? This is killing me.
Two more.
I've lost. Are you even keeping a count?
I've got four. Ross got three.
I've got zilch.
A man who doesn't spend time with his family.
Ross, Godfather.
Correct.
Fucking Ross, hey boy. This could be your first win ever.
A man who doesn't spend time with
his films you watch dubbed by Tom.
Does he spend time with his family? He's not a real man.
Tom's the guy in the corner.
That's what he's saying. Same
language in that.
Right, last one.
I like to make him solve sums on a whiteboard naked.
Okay.
You strike hard, defend, protect, and fade into the night. And there ain't no bad guy on.
Rambo.
No.
Paul. Last Samurai.
No.
You strike hard, defend, protect, and fade into the night. And there ain't no bad guy or monster ever going to change that. That's what's important. And that's why we'll always be brothers.
Chris. Tombstone?
No. I thought you'd have got this one right away.
Paul. Is it Jaws?
No.
He says monster, so there has to be like Godzilla, Gaia.
He's at one there, come on. Hit me with it. It's all what play for here, Ross. You got to take this.
Strike hard, defend, protect.
Chris, Gladiator.
No.
Bad guy or monster ever going to change that?
Ross, Platoon.
Paul, Predator.
No.
Oh, I don't think that's either. No, I don't play. That's not in Predator.
Paul, is it Alien?
No.
Are we getting a clue?
So the clue is.
Do you want a clue or no clue?
The brothers.
It's a Ross, set of ninja brothers.
Four brothers.
Chris.
You gave
up. Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That was solid.
That was excellent.
That was too hard.
Very good. That's like the hardest we've done.
The other one that we missed, you said we missed back to it, was RoboCop.
What was it? Say it again.
Sorry, can you fly, Bobby? That's the quote you fucking use for RoboCop.
Don't fuck with me. I'm a desperate man. And second, I want some fresh coffee.
Yeah, that's a
Robocop
in there.
I want a recap.
So thanks a lot to Crystal. Cheers.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Crystal, what a quiz.
Cheers, Tom, man. Do people say that they want to see him on the podcast as a guest?
He's a cool guy.
Aye.
I like him.
Oh, make it happen. Deny him.
Is that us moving on to Patreon? So guys, that's the content for this week. If you want to hear us talk about
WrestleMania,
then tune into the Patreon. Also, I was away to London at the weekend and I went and seen the Harry Potter studios.
And
Mrs. Doubtfire, high as fuck. The only one person missing out.
Harry Potter Studios is Mrs. fucking Doubtfire. Excellent.
The musical.
Alright.
It was good. So tune into the Patreon live, or now exclusive, to hear the rest of this shitey story.